Okay, everybody, so I'm recording the podcast. This is going to be a very short one because I'm really exhausted, but I know that I need to post something at least. Not much to report knitting-wise. I have finished the ladybug socks finally a couple days ago. They turned out pretty good. They're kind of big. They're big in the ankles and one of them is a little small for my foot, but whatever. They're homemade socks and they're mine, all mine! I have lots of yarn left over, so I'm going to knit some for some of the kids in the group. Speaking of kids, I've been doing a lot of baby knitting. I finished the blanket for April, finally. I woven the ends, and I washed it so I could give it to her without it being covered in hand yarn sweat and whatever. And she had her baby on Sunday afternoon, so we're welcoming Elizabeth into the group, and I'm very excited about that. She's so tiny. And actually, I found out, I think it was Saturday? No, it was Sunday after. It was Sunday morning. I was out shopping, and I was trying to get a couple of extra things, and I had decided in the morning that I was going to knit the little kimono from Mason Dixon Knitting, because I've been knitting one of the washcloths, and I was going through it. I don't know why I was flipping through it, but I was. I'm like, oh, cute. So I decided I was going to knit that, and I hadn't started on it yet, but I got like an inch or two into it before I found out that Elizabeth was born, so like, talk about timing. And I had just given April the blanket on Saturday, so I guess she really wanted to come out and see her new blanket, or the rest of us, or just her mom, or, you know, whatever. But yeah, so that's pretty exciting. So I've been knitting on the little kimono thing. I just started the left front of that, and I will have plenty of knitting time tomorrow because my lunch buddy is out. She's moving this rest of this week and this weekend, so she won't be at work, so I'll need something to do to, you know, take up the time. So I'll probably finish that in a couple of days. Joe comes back on Friday, so that'll cut in my knitting time this weekend, but I'm very glad to have him back, so yay! I want to start another pair of socks. I started Crusoe socks, the pattern from Knitty, but I got all the way to the heel and the cuff is too small. I didn't check my gauge because, I never check my gauge on socks. I just kind of wing it, and if they don't fit me, they'll fit somebody. But these I really want, so I'm going to rip out the pattern and start over on bigger needles or start another pattern. I haven't really decided which. I'll probably just rip it out and start all over on that pattern because it's pretty easy. The cuff took me not very long. I didn't time it, but it didn't take very long at all, especially with the minus sitting in front of the TV. I have to tell you, I know this is supposed to be about knitting, but I'm going to get personal because, well, that's all I talk about is me, because I'm sitting in my new apartment talking about me because I have nothing better to do. I get to sit in front of the TV for hours at a time instead of sitting on the bus going home, and I get a lot of knitting done now that I'm here. So it's pretty cool. The next few days will be finished. I bought a bookshelf because I tossed my old bookshelf because it was pretty in pretty bad shape anyway. So I tossed that one and I just bought a new one. I'm gonna put that together and get all my knitting books and all the rest of my books onto it, and that will be exciting. I imagine the top shelf will be nothing but my knitting books. I was gonna put them in one of our closets because we have a bunch of closets, and I kind of designated one as the yarn closet. So I started putting the books in there, but the shelf is not like a flat shelf. It's like a rack, so like a wire rack kind of. Not really. But that's the basic shape of it. So I'm afraid that the books will fall through the cracks. So I've just been stacking them in there, and I can't really see what I'm doing or what I'm grabbing from the closet when I do it like that, so that's not a good setup, so hence the bookshelf. So yeah, that's very exciting. I live in my new apartment. I have a new car now. I'm driving on the road. All you DFW people better stay off the road. I'm kind of not that bad of a driver. Well, I don't think I'm that bad of a driver. I don't know what the rest of the world thinks, but I think I'm pretty good. I did alright. The trip was awesome. I have pictures on my Flickr. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else that I really need to say? I don't know. I've missed you guys. I went on a search for a microphone this week, and that's part of the reason I was out, but I never found one, but then again, I was looking at Target and Walmart, and I couldn't remember where the Best Buy was, so I didn't really look. I know one more thing. I found a new yarn via the Lolly's, via Lolly's website. It's from Yarn Pirate, and she has a shop on Etsy, and she also has a blog, and I bought some of the yarn. It's pretty cool. I haven't knitted with it yet, but it's gorgeous stuff. I got some in the Paris colorway, which is like pinks and grays and blacks, and it's really cool. And Hannah, which is in a blue and brown, which I think I'm gonna make socks or something for my mom out of it, because her socks didn't turn out at Christmas, and I keep promising to make her more, and I haven't really gotten around to it because I haven't had time. I either haven't had time to knit, or I've been knitting on other stuff, or just it's crazy. Too many things to knit, and if I hear one more time from one of my coworkers at work that, Amanda's never gonna knit me anything, blah, 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 I'm sorry. I'm sorry I knitted 25 different gifts for Christmas for my closest friends. I'm sorry I have 25 people to knit for. So, whatever. Anyway, I don't know. I keep thinking I'll make him a dishcloth just to shut him up so he can't say that I never knitted him anything, but, you know, whatever. One of my coworkers is also expecting a baby. I'm actually looking for baby yarn suggestions. I think one of these days I'm going to go to my yarn store, the Wool U. It's in Plano for all you people in DFW that don't know about it. It's on 15th and Custer, if that helps. It's an awesome store. I'm going to go ahead and go look at their baby yarn, because they have a whole section, and look at their baby books and see if I can find a blanket pattern. I found a couple of free ones on the internet, I have a book that has a couple of them in there that I like, and I found a free one or two on the internet that I really like the pinwheel blanket pattern. A couple of ladies on my knitting list are knitting that, or have knitted one recently. And they turned out really cool, but I don't know if I want to knit a circle. But then again, squares kind of take forever too, so it doesn't really matter what shape I knit it in. It's going to take a while. It's a blanket, even if it is just a baby blanket. But anyway, so yeah, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I just wanted to say hello. I'm still catching up on podcasts from my trip. I didn't have access to my computer, so I could download them onto the iPod while we were driving, I am still way, way, way behind. Anyway, I'm catching up slowly. I'm slowly catching up. When I don't have movies and Netflix and TV to watch, I'm listening to the podcast, so I'm catching up. I've made it through the last three episodes of Cast On, and I'm halfway through Pointy Sticks and some of the other ones, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing alright, and I'll try to have a better, longer podcast later. I'm boyfriendless, fiance-less, Joe-less, however you want to say it, for the next 2 weekends after this one, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, happy knitting! Bye!